USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. The budget talks are on pause. That's the word from one of the negotiators, Louisiana Republican Garrett Graves, who walked out of the meeting today.
I'll pass the strong bill which has great savings in it. If it's responsible, it puts us on a path to bend the curve. But I think people are willing to have reasonable conversations about how you can actually move forward and do the right thing. Then we're not going to sit here and talk to ourselves.
Graves says he's not sure if there will be another meeting over the weekend. A White House negotiator says they're playing it by ear. A top columnist for the Los Angeles Times says it's time for California Senator Dianne Feinstein to retire, and Congressman Ro Khanna agrees.
I'm hopeful that people who are close to her can talk to her and just say, look, end your service with dignity, step aside, let the governor appoint someone.
Feinstein's been dealing with shingles and other complications. The G7 leaders are promising to, in the words of a draft statement, act in their national interest regarding China. They've agreed on new sanctions on Russia over the war in Ukraine, and they're going to hear from about the war from Ukrainian President Zelensky, the latest stop at his very busy travels.
He, over the course of the past week, has visited the capitals of the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Rome, even met with Pope Francis, and today setting foot in Saudi Arabia, attending that Arab summit there as an indication of his efforts to really continue to build support for Ukraine.
NBC correspondent Mike Memoli at the G7 summit in Japan. The Republican presidential field is growing. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott plans to file the paperwork today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to formally announce next week. Former Vice President Mike Pence says we'll know his plans by the end of June. And Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has released a short video that says little more than he loves Ronald Reagan, filmed at the Reagan Library. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A candle in a glass jar is the subject of a big recall by the big box chain Target. It says you should return the threshold glass jar candles that have been sold at Target over the past 4 years. That's close to 5 million candles, with a danger that they could crack while burning. If you own a fairly new Ford Explorer or Lincoln Aviator, listen up. A problem with rear-view mirrors has prompted Ford to recall more than 420,000 of the SUVs. The problem with the vehicle's 360-degree rear cameras has resulted in 17 minor accidents. Where are the worst drivers in the USA really at? Well, you might think it's the driver in that car right ahead of you or the one speeding up your way on the right-hand lane. But a new study has tried to quantify the definition of bad drivers state by state, and the winner is Texas.
According to the survey from Forbes Advisor, the Lone Star State has the worst drivers in the country. The report says Texas is in the top three in fatal crashes involving a drunk driver, a drowsy driver, or a driver that is going the wrong way. Two of Texas's neighbors are also on the top five of the worst drivers list. Louisiana's ranked second, Oklahoma fourth. I'm Dave Collins.
Five TikTok creators are suing the state of Montana over its blanket ban of the app signed into law just 2 days ago. The suit says the TikTok ban violates the First Amendment. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet. But if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave you up and on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.